Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I'm going to call our show The Courage to Tap into Your Inner Divine Genius. Your divine genius. What the heck is that? Some of you are going, what's this divine genius thing? Well, we all have it. It's not something you have to go chase or look for. It's something you need to remember, and sometimes the remembering side of this gets a little dicey, but again, it's within all of us. And you know what happens when you start to tap into this divine genius? I'll give you some of the symptoms, right? So some of the symptoms are you break out in spontaneous joy. All of a sudden, your life starts to work in ways it never worked before. You start to attract the people, the places, the circumstances into your life to manifest those dreams that you've really held in your life, in your mind for many, many years. Some of those ones that you go, oh, I don't even want to think about it because it hasn't happened yet. But it can happen when you learn to tap into this divine genius. You know, Albert Einstein once said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are detail. Why did he say that? Well, he said it because he knew how to tap into the divine genius. As a result, everybody called Albert Einstein a genius, which he was, but quite frankly, he was tapping into a database of wisdom and knowledge that you can tap into also. Interesting, right? It's kind of like turning your radio dial. If you're on this channel, you're thinking about everything that you can't do. Well, you will definitely get the thoughts of that. But if you turn into the Divine Genius channel, you will start getting thoughts that are in that channel. You see, thought is not individual. Thought is universal. Put that in your coffers and think about it. My guest that is going to be with me in just a second is an expert in helping people tap into their divine genius. In fact, he's written a book around it. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And as soon as I come back, we'll be talking to Adam Hall.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
CBD. You've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
CBD. You've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific, focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone, and in studio with me is Adam C. Hall. Adam, welcome. I'm glad you're with me.
Oh, it's great to be here with you, Ken, again, and I'm excited to explore the divine genius within all of us today.
I love it. Yeah. Well, let me give you a formal introduction for those of my audience that don't know you yet. Adam, since 2007, Adam has been conserving land and working with the global evolutionary leaders as the founder of the Earth Keeper Alliance. Adam's teachings integrate science, spirituality, and success. He's a trained shaman and teacher of A Course in Miracles. He is the creator of the Genius Process and the founder CEO at Genius Studio. Adam, it's great to have you here. I'm so excited at what we're going to do today.
Well, I'm excited to be here. And I loved how you shared with all of us how the outgrowth of our own divine genius, it shows up in so many beautiful and wonderful ways. And I'm just going to add one. It brings the magic alive again in our lives. It brings the joy again to really dance out in this beautiful garden we share that we call Mother Earth. So good to be here in the magic with you and sharing and all the goodness that we're doing together. So bless you and bless everybody.
Oh, thanks, Adam. And, you know, let's just start here. There are some skeptics out there that when they hear the words divine genius, they think that's something like woo-woo or way out there. Can you put rest to the skeptics? What is divine genius?
Well, it's I get where the skeptics are coming from because they're defining the idea of genius really from a kind of a left brain kind of linear analytical perspective. And, you know, much of our framing over the years of all the geniuses, be it Einstein or Susan B. Anthony or Mother Teresa or Gandhi or on and on and on. And we certainly have those images and those pictures of people that are divine geniuses. And there's a great misconception around this because it's a definition that it's often just based on an intellectual capacity, an IQ, so to speak. Okay, you take an IQ test, you hit a spot, oh, you're a genius because you passed that test. Well, what it doesn't reveal is that the genius of our lives is not simply in the intellectual capacity. The genius of our lives is the integrating, of course, of our intellectual capacity, but it's the integrating of our heart intelligence. It's the integrating of our greater emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's the integrating of our love intelligence. Mm-hmm. So it's an integration of this magnificent, well, machine, so to speak, of the human body that offers us an opportunity to bring all those beautiful aspects of ourselves, intelligent aspects of ourselves. Everybody has this genius, and to bring them together into one expression of our light and our love and our mission and service to the planet. So hopefully that gives an idea about what the genius really is all about, and that genius is within you and alive in every single one of us. So it's great to be exploring.
Well, you know what brings to my mind as you were saying that is, you know, there are a lot of intellectuals on the planet that have a real difficult time creating wealth, creating success in their lives, and there's a missing ingredient. And I think you just put those missing ingredients in there. I would probably, maybe you've already shared it, but I would say there's an intuitive intelligence also. Most people's intuition is not fully developed. Therefore, they're making choices that are leading them down paths that they really didn't want to go. So there's a piece of that too. You know, you wrote the book Divine Genius, and what are some of the principles in that book that would help us to tap into that divine genius?
Well, thank you for that, because the underlining hypothesis here is that we are all geniuses and that the genius within us already exists. We already have this expression. It's already innate in our DNA. It's in our wiring. It's in all these various aspects that we just mentioned around this human capacity that we hold. And what I offer in the divine genius, the unlearning curve, is a process that allows that to be revealed. Like you peel something back, and in the center is the heart, the gem of what that may be, whether it's an onion, as the old cliche goes, or you get into the heart of an artichoke, if you love artichokes, and you peel it all back and you go, there it is. There's that gem of myself. That's the gem of your divine genius. But the process is what's key. The process is really what allows us to peel it back. And you referenced Einstein earlier in that wonderful quote, and the other one, and I'm going to paraphrase another Einstein quote, and that's, of course, you probably have all heard it, that you can't solve the problem from the same level of thinking that the problem was created. In other words, the problem of not remembering, being stuck in an idea or a separate identity of ourselves in that ego, is what limits our ability to recognize and realize and live fully in our genius. So simply put, all we need to do is to begin to peel back and look at that separate identity of our ego. And in the Divine Genius, the Unlearning Curve, I offer a process that just allows you an exercise that allows everybody to simply look at that, peel it away, and what is revealed? Voila, the divine genius, the love and the light of who you are. So hopefully that's helpful.
Well, I think that's very helpful. And I think a lot of times people, you know, they do things that they go, well, that's not me. They're saying, no, that's not me. I'm not the person that's angry, or I'm not the person that's this or that. Although we try to identify ourselves with certain aspects of who we are. I think there's a part of finding divine genius that you have to kind of look at the symptoms or the circumstances that are showing up and ask yourself, is this me? Is this not me? Who am I at the core? Is that accurate, or what do you say to that, Adam?
Well, of course. I love the idea of that, the curiosity and the inquiry into who we are. Hence, we go on the seeking journey and the path of inner self of discovery. Let's just say the inner path of discovery of that divine genius within you. And the beauty of just being in this planet and hanging out together and doing things together. And even in its trials and tribulations and pain and suffering, all the things that every human being goes through, for goodness sake, the Dalai Lama, is not excluded from any of this. But that journey of the life school becomes such a powerful mirror into the recesses of our lives that we're able to begin to really look at the intricacies. Now, often we turn away. We don't want to look at that. So the journey to the divine genius within you requires, and that's a big word, a vigilance where you must be radically honest with yourself. And I went through a period of time where I just wanted to look away. I didn't want to face my fears at the time. I didn't want to face my pain or my sense of abandonment. I just wanted to look away. I wanted to find it in love. Sometime I wanted to find it in having my few margaritas at night. You know, so we often just have a tendency to look away. And that's why the rigor of the genius process allows you to peel back and look at the design that forces us to turn away from the old mindset of separation and into the new revelation of oneness. Of genius within us all.
All right. Well, listen, I got to take a break. And when I get back, I want to talk about being a fish in the water. In other words, being so immersed in the water that you don't realize that there's air and land out there that you can actually go to. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as it relates to divine genius. We'll be right back.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. you may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific, focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, we're back. Love this discussion. Love this topic, Adam. All right. So, you know, I was giving an analogy. We're sometimes like a fish in the water. You know, we don't realize that above us is sky and earth. And, you know, there's, we can break out of these little cocoons that we've put ourselves in. How can we use our divine genius to break out, to break into to the newness that is waiting us?
Well, I'll share a little allegory with all of you around that. And you may have heard this one, but there's a river. And in the river, there's an elder fish that's swimming upstream. It's going up the stream and coming down the river are these two young fish. And the elder looks over at the other fish and says, "How is it today? How does the water feel to you?" And the young ones look over at him and they look back at each other. They go, "What are you talking about?" In other words, they don't have any idea where they are or the presence of themselves in the lives that they're living in this river. And it's so easy to get caught up in the rivers of our life, in the deeper emotional places of our own journey. And we get lost and we seemingly end up stuck in the waters, in the rivers of our lives. Whereas when we come into a place of our divine genius, a greater place of our connection, our integral connection with body, mind, spirit, soul, with, of course, the quantum field and our greater connection of oneness, when we come into that place, then what happens, at least what happened in my journey, and I've seen it for many of my students and clients time and time again, is they come to a place where all of a sudden they're making land in the sea. In other words, they're creating a life that's grounded in earth. They're creating a life that's connected to nature. They're connected to others. And perhaps equally as important, they're connected to the abundance, this true wealth of abundance of being alive and not seemingly trashed, seemingly stuck in the waters of their life. But, well, that's kind of trash too, in some way, isn't it? So hopefully that made a little bit of sense. But that's the journey through the deeper inner waters into the making land, coming to landfall and where we can really be the co-creators of our destiny, Ken.
Well, you know, Adam, pain is a great motivator of men and women. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, we go through painful times in our lives. And, Is that something we have to go through on this journey? Or do you think this is something that's kind of natural as we start to awaken to our divine genius?
Well, I've explored this question many, many, many times. And of course, my journey was one of pain, of trials and tribulations, of failures. But the journey, that journey, and if you're on that journey, those are the opportunities where the failures really are the successes, where the pain becomes the vibrancy and joy of living, where the disease becomes the optimal states of health and wellness. That's the beauty of being alive and being sentient and conscious and having all this miraculous power we humans have. And more specifically to your question, I don't believe, from my perspective, although I went through that pain journey, those dark nights and all those things, and still have tinges of it and experience it in my life. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you today, folks. But ultimately, I don't believe that you need to take that journey. And I believe we have a lot of, well, let's just say facts and representations of not having to do that, because when we look at our younger generations today, we see how the evolution of our species is also the evolution of our collective consciousness. And the evolution of our collective consciousness is emerging naturally and organically through our younger generations. And those younger generations are not going to experience the same kind of pain and things that we're thinking about. Of course, they will have those experiences, but their relationship, their perception with those experiences is vastly different than the experiences that many of us have had, including myself. So the answer is yes and yes. You can do it both ways. And I'm so grateful that that's where many of us are, that we don't have to come through those journeys of deep darkness and pain.
Do you believe, and I'm going to take a break, so I'll let you think about this. What do you know? Let's get out of belief. Let's go to knowing. What do you know about the path to enlightenment that could help some of the audience maybe quicken their journey? It's a deep question. I'll be right back after we take a break. All of you that are listening today, I hope that you will take this time to let some family members, some friends, some associates know about this show. That's how we grow. That's how our planet changes. You know, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm bringing in some of the top leaders in the country to help you to change your points of view, change your perspective, give you new information, new ideas, and most importantly, wisdom and understanding to be able to help take your life to the next level. So until next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Thanks for joining. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I'm going to call our show, The Courage to Tap into Your inner divine genius, your divine genius. What the heck is that? Some of you are going, what's this divine genius thing? Well, we all have it. It's not something you have to go chase or look for. It's something you need to remember. And sometimes the remembering side of this gets a little dicey. But again, it's within all of us. And you know what happens when you start to tap into this divine genius? I'll give you some of the symptoms, right? So some of the symptoms are you break out in spontaneous joy. All of a sudden, your life starts to work in ways it never worked before. You start to attract the people, the places, the circumstances into your life to manifest those dreams that you've really held in your life, in your mind for many, many years. Some of those ones that you go, oh, I don't even want to think about it because it hasn't happened yet. But it can happen when you learn to tap into this divine genius. You know, Albert Einstein once said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are detail. Why did he say that? Well, he said it because he knew how to tap into the divine genius. As a result, everybody called Albert Einstein a genius, which he was, but quite frankly, he was tapping into a database of wisdom and knowledge that you can tap into also. Interesting, right? It's kind of like turning your radio dial. If you're on this channel, you're thinking about everything that you can't do. Well, you will definitely get the thoughts of that. But if you turn into the Divine Genius channel, you will start getting thoughts that are in that channel. You see, thought is not individual. Thought is universal. Put that in your coffers and think about it. My guest that is going to be with me in just a second is an expert in helping people tap into their divine genius. In fact, he's written a book around it. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And as soon as I come back, we'll be talking to Adam Hall.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
All right, I'm going to have to ask you that deep question again, Adam. So what do you know that could maybe foster or quicken some of the audience's path to this state we call enlightenment or you know, deep wisdom or nirvana? What is that? What is it that you know that could help people get there?
Well, before I answer the question, just a little disclaimer, and which is the older I get, the more I do know that I know very, very little at all. And so for whatever it's worth, folks, the opportunity to embrace your quickening on your path is readily available to you. And from a shamanic lens and from a shamanic perspective, the shamans live in a quantum world. In other words, the shamans are living both in the 3D and the 5D in the more greater multidimensional universe. And in the connective field, the shaman is one that intermediates between these various dimensions and connections with the field that we're now in, the duality, the 3D world. And over my years, well, to be exact, 17 years of dedicated my life to a committed life, to a life of living consciously, living fully, I've come to experience a lot about a quickening, an alchemization of your energetic body. And the ability to do that is like you can do it like going to dinner tonight, as a matter of fact, if you choose. And that process is one that was offered by the shamanic path that I have been on and I'm walking. And it's alchemical in the sense that it's by fire. And what I mean by that, and if you think of a fire, you think of how quickly a fire can consume that wood, how quickly that it can heat or illuminate light into a space. So the ability of you, if you're looking to quicken your path, is readily available. Let me give you a little tip to do that, because you can do it right now. You can do it tonight and perhaps save yourself years or decades or lifetimes of struggle and seeking. And the idea is simply one that takes us back to death and rebirth. And if you think about it, the two great moments of our lives is our birth and our death. But who's to say that we just do that at the beginning and the end of our lives? So the premise that I put forth in the Divine Genius and Learning Curve, the question I posed right away, I wanted to know, can I get out of this lifetime alive? And so I went on the journey, the quest, well, for the holy grail of our journey, to get out of this lifetime alive. And what I found is to alchemize, to quicken your journey to enlightenment, so to speak, is a journey that can be quickened by the use of fire. In other words, symbolically, sit with the fire tonight or in your home. Maybe it's just a candle for you, but you can take a stick. You can literally have this practice and do it regularly. And in the place of your own forgiveness and letting go of all those things that have gone on for your life and forgiving of self, which is a key part of the Divine Genius, the book that I wrote, is we blow those into the fire can. We put all of those things that are no longer serving us and we just move them into the fire. In other words, we go quantum with shifting our energetic field away that's no longer service to receive the energetics, the life force, the chi force to renew our journey. And that leaps us. That will give us a leap into our divine genius.
You know what I love about that is that you've given a process that people can do. And, you know, with this process, you can step into it and release your guilt, your shame, your remorse, your harms, your hurts, your, you know, anything, you know, areas that you haven't forgiven yourself or some another person, places you felt traumatized, damaged, all of that can be put into the fire that Adam is talking about. And that's really, like he said, you can transform very quickly by doing this. What come to mind for me, Adam, is when I got engaged to my wife, Judy, 22 years ago, I got her a ring, and the ring was made of tanzanite. What I didn't know at the time is tanzanite is only found in one small area of the world. It's only found in Tanzania in the area is 4 miles by 1 mile. That's it. That's the only place you can find tanzanite. And it comes out this stone that is kind of dull and ugly looking, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. But when you fire tanzanite, when you put it to the fire, it changes into this beautiful blue, deep royal blue color. And so it's like us when you know, because sometimes when people go into what you just talked about, it's difficult, man. It doesn't feel good to go back and visit what's underneath the surface. It's difficult for some people. But when you can go through the fire, you know, you come out like a tanzanite. You come out beautiful, man. What do you say to that?
Well, love that. And so happy that you are sharing those great moments with Judy. You're beloved. And to just kind of underscore this idea of really quickening and becoming more quantum in your life in short order, because we really need to do this right now. This journey is very much moved into a place for humanity as a whole, and each of us individually is to really go quantum, to really go and really quicken our safe of our own light, of our own love, because each of us are needed. Our geniuses are needed. And, you know, I shared with a friend recently, Lynn Twist, who just put out a beautiful book called The Committed Life. And we were talking about, and Lynn was talking about, and we were talking about during that interview for the Global Oneness Summit that's coming up with Humanities Team. We were talking about this idea of how do we quicken our lives. And one thing that was shared was we must hospice our old self. And it's a known fact that when people are in hospice, they're in that late stage, they're entering that stage, that they die quicker and they die more gracefully. In the shamanic world, we always use the symbol of the serpent. And we invite our students and we invite our audience to shed their skin all at once. Why pick at yourself and pick and pick and seek and this and all these things when you can actually just shed it all at once? And you can go quantum and you can put all that no longer serves you into the fire. You can hospice yourself in the ways that no longer serve you and bring and birth into your own life the glory of being alive, the glory of spirit of God, whatever that is for you, to birth that soul within you that is the living light of love, of spirit. And this is what's available to each of us right now to do, well, tonight after dinner if we want.
Well, you know what I love about this is, you know, we're really talking about letting go of the old relationship that we've had with ourselves. Where it's like, well, what if the relationship isn't like working on all levels? Why not let that relationship go and build a new relationship with yourself? As Adam just said, stepping into love, stepping into oneness, stepping into light. And I love the fact that we're talking about this quickening, because, you know, there are some people out there right now that, you know, that have been in counseling for years and years. And I love counselors. There's a need for them. You know, there are certain people that need that. But there's others that, you know, maybe don't belong in that space. They belong in what we're talking about, their quantum space, where they can start to open up things in ways that they know are possible because we have a knowing, but they haven't done it yet because it takes courage to do this. That's my hit. I got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the Oneness Summit that you and I are in the process of co-producing this year. We've been honored to do that. So we'll be right back. We'll talk about that. And we're going to take a little deeper dive into what we're talking about here, quantum expansion.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown.
where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. If you just joined me, I'm talking with my guest, Adam Hall, who is a shamanic teacher and teacher of a Course in Miracles. He's actually a trained shaman. So we're talking about maybe shedding that some of these old beliefs, kind of like the snake skin, and allowing yourself to step into a greater side of yourself. Speaking of which, there's a summit coming up. It's called the Global Oneness Summit. It's been around for over a decade now, started by a fellow by the name of Neil Donald Walsh from Conversations of God and Steve Farrell from, Silicon Valley, if I remember correctly. And Adam and I are co-producing this summit this year. So maybe we should talk a little bit, because the summit is really aligned with oneness, which is what we're really talking about, tuning into oneness, Adam. You want to shed a little light on maybe the subject of oneness and what this summit's going to bring people?
Well, absolutely, Ken. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be producing the summit with you this year. And what's been really exciting about, well, many things, but I'll to share with the time we have today. But one of the things that's been very exciting for me is a bringing together a new vision for how we're connecting together in the digital world. And we've all been inundated with this, you know, digital experience, the Zoom experience. It seems to be that much of our lives is now being taken over a little bit by our digital time. Not a right or a wrong, but the point of the matter is, how do we make the best of that? How do we create an optimal experience for our audience? And one of the things that we've set out with this amazing team that has been put together at Humanities Team is that we've created a weaving of celebration and a traditional summit. In other words, we're bringing together the joy of just being alive together, the expansion that we can bring to really to birth a new world, as it's called this year. And in that process, we're able to bring the different kind of, I would say, journeys of our lives. And earlier we spoke about genius and from the terms of intelligence. We have emotional intelligence. We have intellectual intelligence. We have the heart intelligence. We have the intuitive intelligence. We have the love intention. So we brought that together this year into this wonderful summit where we have over 100 amazing speakers and many, many hours of programming. We also have award-winning musicians, and including Devon Premal, the Korn Brothers, Peggy LeBeau, Bethany Fisher, Freddie Revelle. So we have this amazing group of people, Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, Shamini Jain, and on and on and on. But the point really is, and this has been the joy of how we are inviting all of you to come into this experience with us, to come into this place of celebration of this journey that we're on, and to be together in that place of our oneness, to bring that to the place that we know is our connected field in our oneness of our togetherness, and to be in that place because our time has come to fully express the geniuses of who we are as one.
And wait till you hear the geniuses that are in that summit, because Adam and I have had a preview of that. It's quite profound, actually. And you know, I think it's profound for those that are in that place that we're talking about today. You're in that place, you know, it's time, you know, it's time to step into to that greater part of yourself. You know, no matter what level you are, I mean, you can be running a $100 million organization right now, and this is happening a lot, where people are, they're at the top of their game, they're running their businesses, they're entrepreneurs, and they go, there's something else here. This is time for me to shift. It's time for me to step in. Or you may be just on that place where a lot of people are. They're like, well, you're in a job, or you're just starting out, or wherever you are, it doesn't really matter. But you have a knowing inside, this is the time. Well, we've created that summit for you, so I hope you'll check it out. I put it on the screen, and I want to mention to my listening audience where you can go right now to sign up for the summit. You can go to humanitystream.org/global-oneness-summit. I know it's a mouthful. I know it's a lot, but let's try it again. It's humanitystream.org/global-oneness-summit. Okay. We'll have more links and more about this on other shows. So, you know, hopefully you'll tell your family and friends about this. This is something that can change all of us. Adam, let's take a dive into oneness real quick and how that relates to the shamanic world. And also, I want to know how people can get a hold of you. So let's cover that. Oneness, shamanic, and Adam.
And oneness with you. And back in 2004, Ken, when I began my journey away from that deep sense of inner loneliness, the journey away from the ideas of self that were imprinted by my mother and my father and my community and my education at Berkeley and all the things that I'd gone through that left me in a place of great success. But it also led me in a great place of emptiness and a something, knowing something deeply intuitive was missing. There was something actually greater. There was something just right somewhere. And I didn't know where that somewhere was or what that something was. And of course, that is the beginning for all of us of the journey inward to the indelible truth of who each of us are. As light beings, as beings of love, as beings of our God-given light that we are here to share. And that hence begin this journey to really oneness and to experience oneness. And early on, I became an avid student of A Course in Miracles, which I continue to this day. It's very much a part and integrated into my teachings and things that I share in the world with others, and I work with others. This is something that is embedded in my own personal journey. And the reason why I mention this is because A Course in Miracles, the underlining foundation, the fundamental principle of A Course in Miracles is the atonement principle. Now, when we think of atonement, we think of it often in terms of religiosity. Church, the Catholic Church, this. Oh, you must atone for your sin. You must. This is not what the Course is speaking to. What we're speaking to when we speak about the atonement principle is that there's only oneness. There is only unity. And there is nothing else that exists. And in that pathway, and in adapting the perceptual lens that each of us can choose into, to shift from the old lens that there's separation and duality, to shift into the oneness, the lens of oneness, that there's only oneness, that is the movement away from living a life that is separate and painful and fleeting at best, to living a life that is full and joyful and magical. And those moments where the difficulty comes in from the old system, the old mind of duality, becomes something we can hold and love and move through and beyond readily in our lives. So oneness brings us to a place of just, I need do nothing. Just be you, just be the divine you. And that's the idea of what we get to celebrate it in our voices of oneness and with the voices of courage. And I welcome everybody to come and visit my site and reach out to me to connect together.
Well, your site scrolling on the screen from our listening audience, it's adamhall.solutions. Is that right? Adamhall.solutions?
Yeah, that you can get me at adamhall.solutions or at adamcall.com. Either one, that's all good. Come out and visit and have so much to share and give to you, all of you, and to celebrate our lives together as we go forward.
Oh, man, I love it. Well, listen, Adam, we've only got about 2 minutes left in our interview. It went like by in lightning time. You know, you got the microphone to the world right now. What's your message to the world right now?
The message that I'm sharing and I'm living and being in my life is that within each of us, there is a seed, a small seed that is waiting for you to nurture, to love, to hold. It's waiting for you to be released into the world so that your light and your genius can shine amongst us all. You're needed. We're all needed. Our time has come. We shall be as one.
Oh, man. Beautifully said, Adam. I'm so happy to have you on this show and you as my brother and my co-producer on the Oneness Summit this year. It's been a great journey. It's been a wonderful ride with you, my friend. And, you know, I continue to hold in my heart great things for you and great things for us together as things unfold over the next few years. So, you know, it's always great to meet a soulmate along the path. And, you know, but that's what happens to us when we do the work, when we're allowing ourselves to step into our lives with courage and with fortitude and with integrity. You know, the right people show up in our lives to support us, and we support them to take their lives to the next level. And you know what? That's what this show is all about. So I'm so happy you're here with me, my brother. It's been good.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. It's been an honor and a pleasure. I look forward to more, and the magic is alive, and let's all play together. It's a great playing field we're on here called Planet Earth. The mother's teaching and holding us well.
Absolutely. Thanks, Adam. All of you that are listening today, I hope that you will take this time to let some family members, some friends, some associates know about this show. That's how we grow. That's how our planet changes. You know, if you listen to me for any length of time, you know I'm bringing in some of the top leaders in the country to help you to change your points of view, change your perspective, give you new information, new ideas, and most importantly, wisdom and understanding to be able to help take your life to the next level. So until next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Thanks for joining us.